Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to In the Spotlight. I am your host, Tanika Patrice Kane. Three times a month, we bring you the authors with the most flaming pens in the literary arena, the publishers dedicated to producing the hottest books, and industry professionals who are sure to take your books to the next level. Today's featured guests are author Kato and celebrity journalist and author Flo Anthony. But before I bring them on, let's just powwow about a few things. So it's been a very interesting week for me. This has been the release of my novel, When a Man Loves a Woman Too, Love Divine, and just an absolute labor of love for many years. And so I'm very excited about that. Had the release on April 15th, just this past Friday. And so far it has been well received, and I'm just so appreciating all the love and the support that all of you are showing me. This novel has been years in the making, and I'm just so happy to be able to, you know, present it and share and to just add more more to this field, to this arena. And so for those of you who don't know, this is part of a series, and each book in the series is a standalone. Each one is a full-length novel, and although the titles for all of them will be When a Man Loves a Woman, they will be differentiated by the subtitles. Excuse me. Each book has its own theme and series of characters and things like that, but always centered around some sort of significant love that a man has for a woman in his life. So we are celebrating, you know, when it's right, when it's wrong, you know, if it's friendship, if it's, you know, husband and wife, you know, whatever. There's just many different types of love between a man and a woman, and I really wanted to be able to highlight all of that in this series. And so I am happy to be able to do that. So in book one, we introduced Avery and Alicia Ayers, and they are a couple who appear to have everything. I mean, like, life is just amazing and wonderful, and they have all the trappings of success, and they have money and esteem in their communities and in their professions, and they have, you know, the houses and the cars and all that stuff, and it looks like the absolute perfect life, a life that anyone would want to have, and yet behind closed doors, things are just not as they appear to be. And so, you know, what's the saying? You know, everything that glitters isn't gold, right? And a friend of mine says, and it can actually be tinsel. You can get that from the dollar store, right? So, and so such is the case with Avery and Alicia, and they reach this fork in the road, this season of change, if you will, where they have to decide if, you know, if what they're doing, is it working? And if it's not working, what are they going to do about it? So it's a very intense story. I've gotten a lot of really just amazing feedback from people on book one, and they have been eagerly waiting for book two. So book two introduces Jackie and Michael. And Jackie is, she's a BBW, and we don't see enough of those in fiction. You know, but I believe that everyone has a story, and all of our stories deserve to, you know, to have some shine. So anyway, she's a BBW, beautiful woman, almost 40 years old. She's not married. She has no children. She's never been married, and she has gotten to a point where she doesn't even know if those things are available to her anymore. You know, she has kind of lost hope. You know, she has spent her life in the church and had a very kind of strict upbringing, but she's not the type of personality who pushes the envelope. You know, she's just very kind of mellow and just, you know, kind of toes the line and does what she's supposed to do. And she has done that to her detriment, and she's kind of miserable. just really just longing for some stuff, you know, but she has gotten to a point where she doesn't really hope or dream anymore. So she doesn't know if any of those things will be available to her. And so we share her story in book two, which is When a Man Loves a Woman Too, A Love Divine. And she has this chance encounter, and she meets Michael, and he's just such a great guy, you know, just really about his business and, you know, just kind of solid and creative and all that. But he's everything that she's been taught that she's not supposed to want. And so when this opportunity for love comes, you know, it's really a matter of, you know, are you going to continue letting other people live their lives vicariously through you, or are you going to stand your ground and just live and be happy? And so I really like this story. It's a softer story. I say it's truly a love story. It's a love story between a parent and child, between siblings, between best friends, between a man and a woman, and ultimately the love that a person has for oneself too, because it does take a level of love to be able to, to rise up and, and resist the channels and the pressure from outside forces trying to force you to conform to something. And so that's their story. And I have been jotting down my notes and getting things together for book three, really hoping to have that written, edited, and released by the end of the year. So really need to kind of get started on that. But I'm so excited about this and to be able to present this book to you. And if you will all be if you're in the Dayton, Ohio area, I will actually be having my first book signing at the Dayton Book Expo on Saturday, April 30th. So come on out. There'll be a number of authors available, but I want to meet you and shake hands with you and give you a hug and all that kind of stuff. And thank you, firsthand for your support. And face with your support, but I'll be there at the Dayton Book Expo, and it will be held at Sinclair Community College in Dayton, Ohio. And again, that's Saturday, April 30th, 11 to 3, the event's being held, and it's free and open to the public, so if you're in the area, come on out. Just so many things are going on, and so I usually don't take the show to highlight myself and, to talk about the things that I'm doing and all that. But I had a few extra minutes. I thought, well, let's just go ahead and talk about some stuff. So, some of you may know that in addition to hosting the show, I mean, I'm obviously an author, as I was just mentioning, two of my four books. And I have this show. I also have, I'm the founder of a book club, Say What Book Club, and then we have a radio show that goes along with that, Say What Author Spotlight, which airs once a month on the fourth Sunday from 3 to 4 usually, where we interview the author of the month of the book that we're currently reading. So be sure to join me next Sunday because it won't be in the spotlight. It will be Say What Author Spotlight, and we will have Valerie J. Lewis Coleman with us for that show. And she is the founder of the Dayton Book Expo. Just a wealth of information, very personable, very professional. And she has a number of literary services and things that she offers and really can, if you are wanting to take your literary journey to the next level, Valerie is definitely a person who can help you do that and accomplish that task. So I have really enjoyed working with her and looking forward to seeing her at the Dayton Book Expo because, as I mentioned, she's the founder of that and they've been running that particular event for 8 years or so. So she's going to be on the show next week. So be sure to tune in with that and then check out her services and everything like that. So, yes. And for those of you who are interested in being guests on the show, well, in the spotlight, we interview authors and publishers and literary professionals who can help enhance this journey for all of us. And so if you fit the category, then, by all means, reach out to me. And I would need your, of course, your name or your book, product, or service. And, we could kind of start with there, and then I can send you the rest of the information that you need. But just let me know that you're interested in the spotlight, and we can see if we can get you scheduled. And now the shows do book up months ahead of time, so you want to get on that right away if you're interested. And so, but you will send you can contact me on social media. I'm on everything / Tamika Patrice. So that's T-U-M-I-K-A Patrice, P-A-T-R-I-C-E, and so Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, it's all / Tamika Patrice. So you can reach me at any one of those places. Or you can just send me an email at saywhatbc, as in book club. So saywhatbc@yahoo.com for me to send you the information that you need to get scheduled for the show. Would love to have you on and be able to highlight what you're doing. If you are interested in sponsorship opportunities, we have those available as well. So you can contact me about that as well. And I haven't, this will be actually kind of the official announcement, but I will be syndicating the show and will be airing on Lady Flava radio station as well. So looking forward to that. We're in the process of putting that in the works and getting that going sometime next month. So really looking forward to doing that and expanding and bringing more exposure to the people who come on the show. Really want to just highlight authors and, just support what you're doing and give as much exposure to what you're doing in your craft and your passion and all of that as much as we can possibly do. That is what we do, and with Inscriptions Media Group. So very excited about that, and you're very thankful for the opportunity. You know, you just never know whose path you're going to cross with. I always say that, you know, you're just walking your path, and you know, everything that you need is on your journey, just waiting on you to get there. So it's really kind of an interesting thing, you know, what crosses your path when it does, and you know, you just walk through the open doors. You know, sometimes it looks nothing like you think that it will, as we saw as I was mentioning with Jackie. You know, it looks nothing like you know, she thought that it would, and yet it ended up being something so beautiful. And so oftentimes with us, it's that same way. Things don't always look the way we think that they will, and yet when we just see the opportunity for what it is and just walk through the door, you know, sometimes just beauty unimaginable awaits us, you know. And so, you know, there are many of you who are kind of frustrated, and you're not where you want to be, and you're, you know, you're thinking that you should be further along, and all of this, you have all that stuff on your mind. You know, the cost of living your dream is costing you, I mean, like literally costing you money, and you know, you're not quite sure how you're going to make it, but you know what, just keep going and just keep pressing, because you know, nothing is worse than coming to the end of your time here on this plane and you have all these regrets because you didn't do, you know. So it's better to at least put forth the effort and to just do. So we're going to just, you know, just let you do that, and let it be something wonderful and beautiful, and all of that there. So, yes, I hope that you all are just having an amazingly beautiful day today. You know, I had another show that's been on hiatus for quite some time, Living Abundantly, and I would spend I would spend quite a bit of time just kind of slowing things down and just talking, and you know, but everything I do is pretty much about, you know, just encouraging people and empowering people to just be who they are and living their best life and living life on purpose and all to be, it turns out to be well, you know. And sometimes we have to know that where we are on the journey and where we are on the path is okay. You know, things don't always look how we think they're going to look. They don't always come when we think they're going to come. And yet, you know, even the difficult areas, even the struggles end up being something that can be used to our benefit later on when we just kind of, you know, take the lessons there and apply it. You know, for every person who crosses your path, you know, you just take it and, you know, and learn the things that there are to learn. I had someone say to me once that everyone who crosses your path is your teacher, you know, and at first I was kind of balking against that. But you know what, as I see that more and more, you know, I really believe that to be true, you know. So, but anyway, but back to this spotlight thing, you know, and then in the spotlight and talking about literary things. And I mean, I guess this all kind of applies because, you know, you're walking this journey and you're living your dream and you're living your purpose, you know, and you feel like it's costing you, but that's okay. Just keep going. If you never put forth the effort, then you won't get there. But at least if you put forth the effort at some point, you will get there. So keep believing in yourself, you know, keep your dreams in the forefront of your mind, you know, do your vision boards, you know, make sure that your confessions and what you're speaking are lining, that your mouth is lining you up for the direction that you want to go, and that you're not actually talking yourself back out of your blessings, you know. And just know that, you know, when you put forth the effort, you know, that the universe literally brings all the power behind you to make things happen. I was just in recent weeks, you know, just discovered, you know, just the moving behind the scenes on some things. So, you know, whether you believe in God or, you know, whatever your spiritual source is, we all kind of believe in something, you know. And so, you know, but I could see just how much, you know, the hand of the divine had been active and working behind the scenes, you know. And even when I didn't know it, and even in those times when I was frustrated, because of course, you know, I'm human too, so I'm doing all this stuff, you know, but I have my moments, just like everyone else, you know. And yet, you know, sometimes you cry your way through it, and you rant and rave and vent and whatever you need to do, and then you suck it up and keep it moving, right? You just keep on taking and putting one foot in front of the other. So it ends up being, you know, an amazing thing. So, and this journey is amazing. So, yes. But I want to talk to you about some things. Let's talk about some author etiquette types of stuff right now, just because, now I do have a column. I had it through a magazine at one point, but now I've got all of that back, and I'll be doing that through my blog and through Inscriptions Media Group. called Literally Speaking. And so let's talk about some author etiquette types of things. You know, sometimes we can really end up repelling people. We don't always mean to, you know, but we can do some things that are really kind of offensive that causes other folks to look at us and raise their eyebrows, and we actually end up kind of shutting doors on ourselves that we don't mean to shut. So, you know, let's just talk about like social media and author etiquette. You know, so like when you are introducing yourself or you send someone a friend request, you know, don't bombard that person and start immediately asking them to have you, you know, to do stuff for you and to buy your book and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. It's perceived the wrong way. People take it rudely. And, you know, whether you actually hear about it or see about it or not, they get on air and they will fuss about it and they talk about it, you know. But, you know, there's kind of a right way and a wrong way to do things. You know, in this business, relationships, real relationships are what makes the difference. People know when you're trying to use them. People know when you're trying to piggyback off their success. People know when they can feel it, you know. And so, you know, let your interactions be genuine. You know, people know when you are watching everything that they're doing and trying to imitate that and mimic that, you know. And even though success does leave clues, you know, you still don't want to use people, you know, because we reap what we sow. So you don't want to be sowing those kinds of seeds and then you're expecting, you know, a great harvest. You don't want that because, you know, eventually you will end up reaping that. So, you know, it just isn't worth it. So I just say, you know, just keep your heart in the right place, keep your mind in the right place, you know, and think about how it is that you want to be dealt with and then do that. You know, do that when you're dealing with other people. If you don't want someone bombarding you with stuff, you know, then don't do that to someone else. If you don't want someone or, you know, taking your interview time and making it about them or taking something that you're doing and making it about them, then give someone else that same courtesy and respect. You know, I literally was listening in on an interview, was calling in, just listening, supporting someone, and another author called in on this person's interview and literally spent 10 minutes talking about himself, you know, and his books and, you know, and comparing. And it was really just so rude. And the person who was actually being spotlighted, you can kind of feel the energy in the interview change. And yeah, it was just really kind of inappropriate, you know. So, you know, we have to be mindful of that sort of thing. You know, that kind of stuff leaves kind of a nasty taste in people's mouths. You know, you don't want to be the person who's known as the one who leaves a nasty taste in someone's mouth. You know, you want to be the one that they say, oh, she's gracious or he's gracious, you know, and he's polite. And I would love to have that person back on the show anytime. I would love to open a door for this person. This person knows how to handle themselves. There's a scripture that actually talks about how your gifts will make room for you and place you before great men. So it's true. You know, the person who cultivates their task and who does their gifts and who's using their gifts, yes, that gift will make room for that person. And yet it is that person's character that will keep them before great men. So, you know, they go hand in hand, you know, but sometimes we have to, you know, we have to be groomed, you know. We don't come out the womb ready for Oprah and ready for entertainment tonight, right? So, you know, but we can learn these things, and we learn this stuff even with the little steps, you know. So even if you're listening to someone whose blog might be new, and they may have a new show, or they may have a new blog, and they're just getting started, you know, they may have the kinks may not be worked out, but you know what? You should not treat that person any differently than you would treat Oprah and her staff, you know, because the universe notices that sort of thing. So you don't despise your day of small beginnings, or you don't despise the day of somebody else's small beginnings either, because you never know who's going to rise to the top. And people remember how you treat them. People remember how you treat them. So, you know, you don't want to be known as the person who was, you know, who was rude and, you know, who treated them like they were nothing because you thought that you couldn't see the greatness on the inside of them. You know, there's greatness on each one of us, inside of each one of us. So when you're dealing with people, you know, and you are, it may not go quite the way you thought it was going to go. The person may not be as professional as you thought they were supposed to be, but you still operate in a level of professionalism because it's important. Because it's important. So, you know, just some nuggets to kind of keep in mind, stuff I see, you know, stuff that people talk about, but they don't necessarily say, you know, and yet it's important because sometimes, like I said, when I began, sometimes we repel people without even trying to, you know, and you only have one time to make a first impression, so you might as well make your first impressions be favorable so that they'll stick, so that people will want to open doors and stuff for you, you know? So, I mean, you have come all this way, and you have worked hard, and you have, you know, just done amazing things, and sometimes even have been a pioneer in your industry and all of that. And so, you know, you want to be able to just, you know, keep the doors open. And so, you know, how you treat people really does matter. You know, it really does matter. And even when you think no one's watching, someone's watching in mind. And when you are charting your course and making the plans of how to get yourself to this next level of success, you know, be sure to put your, you know, your personal, work on the internal stuff too, you know, because it matters. What's on the inside of you will come out. You know, so if you don't know how to talk to people, or if you are nasty and rude to people, it will come out. So work on that stuff, you know, because, and I'm believing great success for each one of you who listens in, each one of you who shares the information, all of that. I'm believing great success for you. So as you continue to grow on in this industry, you know, you want to make sure that you are growing on with a positive light, that you are just, you know, that you're sharing your best, that you're putting your best foot forward, you know, that you are not just writing great work, but also that you are a great person to deal with, you know, but that stuff starts on the inside. So, you know, just work on it. You know the areas where you struggle because people have told you. You know what I'm talking about too, because people will tell you, you know. And so, you know, character issues don't just go away. They have to be worked out. So, you know, work on that stuff so that you can rise as far as you want to go and that people will want to work with you. You know, and believe in yourself, you know, and keep living your dream and, you know, just putting forth your best foot. And each day I say the goal is everyday progress, right? So you may know that one of my tags is make each day a great day on purpose. But that on purpose isn't just, it's not just choosing to make the day great, even though that's definitely a part of it. The other part of that is on purpose, meaning you are choosing to live life according to why you were created and placed here. That's your purpose. That type of on purpose. So it has a double meaning there. And you know, and I mean it. You know, every phone call you make, every email you send, every time you go to the library and research some stuff, you know, all of that, it all matters, and it's all leading you towards living your life on purpose, you know. And if you know that you were created to write, you were created to sing, you were created to do whatever that thing is, just keep on living your life on purpose. So, you know, I'm glad for this time to be able to just kind of slow down and to chat with you for a little while, because I don't get a chance to do this too often, you know. And so, yes, I am to share with you. Happy to share with you right now. Excuse me. I think what I'm going to do is read an excerpt from my book, because, well, I want to. I want to share with you. And this will be from book two. So let me pull that up there and let's see. This is from When a Man Loves a Woman 2, A Love Divine, by yours truly. Jackie didn't know exactly when it happened. She just knew that it did. She found herself in love, and what was funniest of all was how different he was than she'd always thought she wanted or been told she should want. He was 12 years her junior, but more man than anyone who'd ever come before him. Dealing with him was like a welcomed lakeside breeze on a scorching summer day. Michael was everything she'd ever dreamt of, but didn't know she needed or wanted. Tender, sweet, attentive, strong, but not overbearing. All things cool, so opposite of her in many ways, yet so like her in many ways that mattered. It was a perfect fit. There was a vibrancy about him that instantly caused everything in her to perk up and take notice. He made her want to wear bright-colored clothing and flowers in her hair, big hoop earrings and sexy sandals to show off blood-red toenails and fresh pedicures. This was such a huge shift for her, always prone to muted colors and conservative clothing. She had been raised to subdue everything about herself, almost to the point of extinction of her authentic self. At times, she didn't quite know what to make of the changes taking place in her life. When it became scary, she urged herself to press on past the fear, tired to be alive, and for the first time in her life, she actually found that she was happy to be in the land of the living. It's funny, but she hadn't realized how much of a drag her life was until being in his presence made her feel so alive, made her wonder how long she'd been walking around half dead, just waiting on someone to breathe life into her. Well, whatever he had made her spirit soar high above the clouds. In his presence, she became a bird, free to roam, to fly unhindered, to just be. He was the key that unlocked the cage she'd lived in her entire life. Suddenly, she felt years younger, almost how the teenage years should have been if she hadn't been so bogged down with responsibilities and pressures. Finally, she felt like other girls looked, youthful, carefree, lovely. She was loving every minute of it. Old behaviors didn't just disappear overnight. The practicalities making up her personality were still very much alive and at work. What was different was the newness to get out from under the mundane and do something, anything new. This newfound state put her in a place where she could dream again. Come to think of it, she couldn't remember the last time she dreamed about doing anything. Clueless as to how to change her life, the dream slowly faded away like the last refrain of a song. Repeat, repeat, then fade, until finally it was gone. Over. Finito. That's what happened to Jackie. Her dreams had died into the empty pause that lives between songs. He was her new song. This season would start with a fresh hairdo. The signature wrap, although lovely and perfectly coiffed, would have to go. Surely she could find some sort of sweeping updo that could be versatile enough for both day and night, work and play. Until the right look came along, Jackie found herself really studying the looks of other women who had some of what she felt being birthed in her spirit. That's what made her decide to finally let the soft coral nail color go in search of something vibrant and popping. Yep, fire engine red. How about that? She found a similar color for her lips, a sort of plum, bronze, and translucent shade to switch up in. Clothing was next. Flirty skirts, fitted tops, and big belts replaced stiff suits and pleated pants. And for leisure, she went all out. Wide leg pants, fitted jeans, long tops, high-heeled boots, funky jewelry. She was absolutely loving this transformation. Her new colors were extreme. Orange, fuchsia, lime green, hot pink, bronze, cobalt, even in the winter. A host of jewel tones to help celebrate her newfound queendom. Yes, it was high time a daughter of royalty looked like one. She had been a king's kid living beneath her privilege for far too long. That was an excerpt from When a Man Loves a Woman Too, A Love Divine by Tamika Patrice Kane, yours truly. And that book just released on April 15th. So it's available right now in on Kindle. And free for Kindle Unlimited subscribers. So if you have Kindle, you know, go ahead and download that. And ebooks will be available in the next, paperbacks will be available in the next few days. So, like I said, just really happy to be able to share that work with you, and to just give a portion of this passion that I feel, this dream that I've had for such a long time, and you know, just so thankful for that. So, yes, thank you for listening in. And I am called in just yet, but we'll just talk for at least another few minutes and give someone a chance to call on in. Excuse me. But so we'll talk some more about just some of the things that we want to do. So let's talk about some of the author tips, some of the things that will help. Marketing seems to be the absolute largest issue that most authors coming into this field have. Now, there are, if you aren't a marketing expert, you know, this is usually the area that people really kind of struggle in. First of all, you know, if you haven't put a book out and you're going to be putting a book out, then you need to develop a budget. And that is so that you will stay on track. There are a number of people who have products and services that are available to you, but you need to kind of know what you want to do and then have a budget set, because, you know, impulse buying will get you in the hole quickly. You know, there are no cookie-cutter ways of being able to make this industry work. What works for one genre doesn't work for the next. What works for one author doesn't work for the next. So at some point, it'll be kind of like a trial and error. You know, you'll just do what you can do, and that will be that. So, you know, and you'll things that work, and you'll see the things that don't work. and then, you know, you will do more of it. But I will say that as someone who has been in the industry now for some years as a published author, I would say that it definitely takes a team of people, you know, to help, because no one person has all the time they need to do all of the stuff that goes into making an author be successful. You know, so if you know, if you don't have time to sit in front of your computer for hours a day doing social media promotions, you need to go ahead and pay someone to do that. And there are a number of companies and individuals who do social media promotions that are reasonably priced. You know, so you definitely need to look into that. You know, you want to make sure. Now, sometimes you can find some folks who have some pretty decent deals where not only do you get social media promotions, but they'll promote you on several different social media sites, not just Facebook. You have some that will offer interviews and will help you to touch base with, like, target audiences and things like that. You know, so look around, ask, you know, ask some people for some referrals and see what you can do about that, and you know, and just kind of go from there. But you definitely need someone who can handle that for you if you don't have the time to do that yourself. You know, it would be advantageous to have a book publicist. Now, they are expensive, or they can be expensive, but what you gain, you know, I heard Pam Perry say years ago that she's a marketing expert, and she was saying that, you know, it's always the goal of an author to get their 1,000 loyal fan base built. So, you know, you don't come into the industry, you know, with money as the focus. What you're looking for is getting your fan base, so that once those 1,000 people buy into what you're doing, they tell other people about it. You know, have you read so-and-so's book? You know, and so before you can even get the book out, you know, they have already sold books and stuff for you, you know, and you want to be able to meet with them and to do events and connect with book clubs and, you know, and things like that. But yes, you definitely want to, you know, to touch base with them, you know, offer freebies or, you know, excerpt sometimes and, you know, to just do some stuff to let them know that you appreciate them. Maybe just randomly, you know, just, you know, gift one of your or a few of your loyal fans, you know, a couple times a year, you know, with maybe a gift card, you know, or some sort of thank you or a free book or something. You know, people want to know that they are appreciated, you know. So and people, like I was saying earlier, people remember how you treat them. So, you know, you want to just kind of keep that stuff in mind there. And so having said that, you know, now some of the other things you want to think about with marketing, you know, things like you want to have a good graphic designer, so that they can do stuff like, you know, promotional cards, so that you have something on hand all the time when you are out in the community, when you're doing events. You know, you want to make sure that, especially for people who are indies and don't have a team behind them with like a publishing company, you want to make sure that you're getting quality book covers created. That really does make a difference. You know, you want to make sure that you have good editors and, you know, and things like that, like an actual team of people in place. So I would say to you, you know, for people that you see who are successful or who are doing some things that you want to be doing, you know, don't be afraid to reach out to them and ask them for referrals or, you know, ask them for feedback. Some people are really very helpful in this industry, and they'll give you a lot of stuff that will be helpful to you, you know, and beneficial to you. So, yes, I hope that those tips have been helpful to you, and that you get a chance to, you know, just make your dreams come true the way that you saw it happening, you know, when you first sat down to write the book, or, you know, to design the publishing company, or to put a product in place that you thought would be helpful to your you know, to your base there. So, yes, this is quite fantastic. So it turns out that we just got a chance to powwow solo today, okay? So if you missed any part of today's podcast, you can hear it in its entirety about 5 minutes after the show airs. Thank you for tuning in. We encourage you to support the authors and the guests who appear on the show. Of course, if you like what you hear, pass on the word to others. Supporting those in the literary arena is what we are all about. Join me for the next edition of In the Spotlight with special guests, authors Dominique L. Watson and Lady Stiletto. And that will be on Sunday, May 1st at 3 p.m. Standard Time, right here on WALN, the Abundant Living Station. Until we meet again, make each day a great day on purpose. And don't forget, read a great book. Bye.
If you're totally